So Jesus says to John the Baptist, here's the evidence. And John the Baptist, he's read Isaiah where it said, your dead will live, their corpses will rise. You who lie in the dust, awake and shout for joy. The eyes of the blind will be open and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Jesus is committed to his message. And he's in there on Palm Sunday. But when the priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did on Palm Sunday, and the children crying out in the temple, Hosanna, to the Son of David, they were indignant. They were indignant. What is this happy, clappy music? Do you ever get that? You ever been part of it? Do you ever enjoy a song and the person next to you is like, I wish they'd do it right. Right? I'm probably like that person sometimes. I think there's sometimes I walk away and I've heard a couple of good hymns and I go, yeah, those songs say the stuff. I like the songs with the theology personally, but I don't mind if you like the Jesus is my boyfriend songs, like hold me close. That's okay. It's okay. It doesn't warm me, but I understand it's truce. We love, Jesus said, you'll sit beside me on my throne. Jesus said, I no longer call you slaves, I call you friends. I'm cool with that. And I know if it's not my style and it's someone else's style, that's okay. And I'm not just putting up with it like I hate it, but I'm here. I say, Lord, someone loves this song. I'll love it too today, you know? But these people sang all these things and they were indignant. And they said to him, do you hear what they're saying? They're saying you're the Messiah. And Jesus said to them, have you never read out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise? You realize he's referring to you, new believer. Or maybe you're not yet believer, when you are. Infants and nursing babies, that's what it's like. You come into this life, this Christian life, and it's like, how do we do it here? How do we do it? And there's people who want to teach you their religion, and there's people who want to teach you what constitutes faith. I hope that you'll choose the right one. I hope that each one of us knows in our head what's religion and what's faith. Religion is people telling people how you ought to behave. Faith is, Lord, what is your message to me from your scripture that I might know you and live my life? And then religion is a bunch of people saying, we have already consulted God about how we might know him and how we might live our lives, and we'll tell you what you need to do. No thanks. No thanks. If you wanted to do it yourself, and if you wanted to make up for yourself how you would stand right before God, your best that you have to offer would not be much of a paycheck. But if you turn to Jesus Christ, the only perfect sacrifice scrutinized for a week since Palm Sunday, who was died, who was killed on the cross, and who rose again in fulfillment of the scriptures, and for him to stand in our stead and to cover what we have to answer for, that's a good deal. And he made it, and he died, and he rose again. I trust that guy. Jesus accepts the treatment of other people around him. Hosanna, you're the Messiah. Jesus bears witness to the power of God at work. He's healing the lame. He's raising the dead. He's multiplying the loaves. Jesus is committed to his message, even though it's going to lead to death.